Last fall, both houses of the legislature passed a bill that would take the power to hire and fire the DNR secretary away from the governor and give it back to the DNR board. Governor Doyle vetoed the measure. But now the assembly has scheduled an override vote for a week from today. Madison Democratic Representative Spencer Black is a key supporter of the DNR secretary bill, but says he'll need Republican help to get a two-thirds margin in the assembly.
It will really be up to the Republicans to decide whether we again establish an independent DNR or we continue having a political DNR. This is one case where the decision will be in the hands of a minority party.
Black says he expects hunting groups to lobby hard for the override, including some people who will wear blaze orange when they show up at the Capitol. The state Senate would also have to override Doyle's veto. But in a statement released yesterday, Governor Doyle's office said that Doyle has streamlined regulations while maintaining environmental standards. Doyle's office says to go back to, quote, the old bureaucracy would harm Wisconsin's ability to create jobs. 15 years ago, then-Governor Tommy Thompson took over control of appointing the DNR secretary. Doyle opposed the move at the time. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.